Good morning, everyone. Today is the 24th of March. It's Friday morning. Hope you're ready for a good weekend this weekend. I want to talk today about fables. You know, I remember one of my history professors saying that the historians are the ones who live to tell about it. There's a lot of fables out there. There's a lot of what they call revisionist. They rewrite history the way they want to write it. The definition of fables is a fictitious narrative. Something that's not true. A story, usually about something supernatural or extraordinary or whatever. The Bible speaks of fables three different times. You know, in Titus, first chapter, it says that there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision. Isn't that interesting? If you ever get a chance, do a study of Ernest Sundale. That'll shock you. I'm not going to get into that this morning, but there's a lot of lies about history. A lot of lies. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men. It says they profess they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and to every good work reprobate. He says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. One of the greatest fables of all time is the doctrine of free will, denial of election and predestination. One of the other fables of all time is that God has a universal love for everyone without exception. If He does have a universal love for every man without exception, you can be assured of one thing, every person will be in heaven. But that's not what the Bible teaches. In 1 Timothy 4:7, we're told that refuse profane and old wives' fables. Refuse profane and old wives' fables. Fictitious narratives. Things that are not true. One of the hardest things today with technology and all the information flow is to validate what is truth and what is error, what is false. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith so do. We're not to follow after all of these mythologies and fables and myths and narratives and these stories people tell to tickle people's ears. That's what it's about. They want to tickle people's ears, don't they? They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. 2 Timothy 4:4. 2 Peter 1:16. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Well, there's a lot of stories out there. There's a lot of, you know, one of the things I've learned over the years that people really get into is to try to validate their presuppositions about creation is they get into storytelling. You know, they talk about millions and millions and millions of years ago. They talk about a lot of things. Good morning, Angel Queen. Hope you're having a good day and good weekend coming up. May the good Lord be with you today. Thank you for your encouragement. Well, fables. Fables, that's what we're talking about this morning. Fables. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Not by Allah. Not by Buddha. Not by Confucius. Not by a Hindu religion. Not by Scientology. Not through the Pope. That's all fables. And there's a lot of myths out there. That's where the word myth is the base of mythology. Mythology. Mythology are myths. They're fables. That's not true. I've heard people say, well, you have to go back to ancient mythology to understand this. No, you don't. Why would I want to base my beliefs on something that's a myth or a story or a narrative? Why would I be interested in the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe? Why would I be interested in Potter? You know, why would I be interested in Star Wars? You know, or some science fiction or Stephen King novels or, you know, whatever. I never really could get into fiction. Because in reality, fiction is fables. I want a true story. I don't want some concocted something that somebody's concocted. Looking back in history, we see events unfold. The greatest story in history is the greatest story ever told. It's not just a novel. No, this story is true, how God sent his son to die to redeem his chosen few. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the courts of heaven with the three in one made provision for the sinner. Through his blood the work is done. The plan was determined between the Godhead, you see, and this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem his people, a ransom he would pay. God would be slain on Calvary in history on that day. You see, Scripture tells us that he was slain in eternity before the world began. It was predetermined. Yes, it was his master plan. Tell me the story of Jesus right on my heart, every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. So this morning, let us recall to mind the truth of the gospel and let us lay aside all fables. May the good Lord be with you this weekend in a special way is my prayer. God bless.